Let's talk about the draft.
I need you to make a splash, Sonny. And if you can't do it, then I have to do it.
Just to be clear here, you're threatening to fire me, Ryan. Your job is to coach a team I give you. They do it different in Dallas?
Yeah, they do. They win. A lot.
How is it that the ultimate prize in the most macho sport ever invented is a piece of jewelry?
Can we talk football?
We can always talk football.
I just want the team that I want one time.
You see things other people don't see.
I want this team's future back.
Okay, here's the deal. Probably the biggest feat that the film Draft Day accomplishes, aside from giving the fans of the Cleveland Browns hope, is that it manages to make sense to someone who doesn't live and breathe football. The story follows the general manager of the Browns trying to build a winning team during the NFL draft with trades and backroom deals. Though reminiscent of Major League, which took a losing Cleveland team and made them great, Draft Day is closer in tone to Moneyball, showing how things happen behind the scenes. It's a triumph for the Cleveland fan and accessible to someone who doesn't follow football regularly. There's also enough interpersonal human drama between Kevin Costner as the manager and his various family members to keep things interesting for the casual fan. Draft Day gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.